This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time for us to get an update on the Voice of the Customer focus groups, which have recently been looking at motherhood. I'm joined today by Lily from RNIB's Insight and Customer Voice team, along with Paula, who is visually impaired and recently took part in a focus group on motherhood. Thanks so much, Lily and Paula, for joining us.
Hello, Amelia. Thank you for having us.
Hi, Lily. Thank you for having us.
So firstly, Lily, can you remind us what the Voice of the Customer Research Programme does at RNIB and why you conduct focus groups?
Of course. Voice of the Customer Research Programme is part of our approach of putting the voice of blind and partially sighted people at the heart of everything that we do here at the RNIB. It helps us to shape and direct the work on an ongoing basis. So every 3 months, we speak to around 400 people through an online survey, and around 18 people take part in a series of online focus groups. This allows us to keep up to date with the issues that matter the most to blind and partially sighted people, and it also helps us to respond to the issues and needs in a timely manner and appropriate way. So why did we look at women's experiences, specifically motherhood? In the UK, an estimated 2.2 million people are living with sight loss. Of those, 60%, 1.3 million are women. Motherhood is a unique experience to women, yet women with sight loss, it comes with unique challenges and misconceptions. Women with sight loss are often considered by society to be incapable of fulfilling traditional gender roles, and family and society are often unsupportive and show prejudice and a lack of confidence in their parenting abilities. This research explored blind and partially sighted women's experiences of motherhood, shedding light on societal attitudes, interactions with health and social care professionals, as well as the solutions mothers with sight loss put in place and how these have shaped their motherhood journey.
And Paula, you took part in a focus group around women's experiences and motherhood. What prompted you to share your experiences?
I just wanted to lend my experience of it to the focus groups, I guess, because I am a mother, I am visually impaired, and I just kind of wanted to put my experience of that out there, not only for maybe young mothers out there, but people that were thinking of maybe going through that journey in future.
And what did you get out of being part of this discussion with other blind and partially sighted mothers?
I got a lot out of it, actually. Different experiences from different people on the same journey, but through different circumstances. You know, people who have maybe always had sight loss, or people that were experiencing sight loss but hadn't always had sight loss, you know, and how they were coping with it. I'm somebody who's always had sight loss, so I don't know any different, but hearing it from different points of view, it was really interesting. We all spoke along the struggles that we have faced, you know, in different areas of life, you know, from transport and things like that, transporting our children, and it helps you to not make you feel that you're alone with it, you know. Hearing other people's experiences is always good.
And you mentioned transport. What were some of the other standout discussion points for you?
Well, transport was kind of like a biggie. We all kind of had a laugh about it, you know, even though some of the things were not a quite serious thing, but you find comedy in certain areas of life with that. But just in general, when out and about, and how general public are around someone with sight loss, and especially if they're a parent, you know, things like that, and how even things like restaurants are with us, you know, making accommodations and things like that.
And it sounds like you got a lot out of hearing that other people have shared your experiences and being able to have a laugh with other mothers with sight loss. Why would you recommend other people get involved in the focus groups?
I think it's very helpful to do that, because sometimes you can not isolate yourself, but you can kind of be guilty in thinking that you're the only one that's going through something like that. And the focus groups speaking with people with similar struggles, it helps you to realize that you haven't kind of been alone the whole time, that there are other people that have been going through this, and being able to speak with them about it, and it helps you to realize certain things in common.
And Lily, taking the overall view, what are some of the key findings from the joint discussion?
Well, our first key finding was that mothers with sight loss face misconceptions from health and social care professionals and also members of the public. Two-fifths, so 41% of blind and partially sighted women feel that there are misconceptions about mothers with sight loss. These misconceptions can stem from a lack of understanding and awareness about the capabilities and needs of mothers with sight loss. Health and social care professionals may underestimate the ability of mothers with sight loss to care for their children, which can lead to unnecessary interventions or adequate support. Similarly, members of the public may hold biased views, doubting the competence of mothers with sight loss and questioning their parenting skills. These misconceptions can create additional challenges for mothers with sight loss, affecting their confidence and access to appropriate resources. It is crucial to address these misconceptions through education and awareness, highlighting the strengths and resilience of mothers with sight loss and promoting a more inclusive and supportive environment. We also found that key barriers include the quality of maternity care and inaccessibility of important information from healthcare professionals and schools. Maternity care services are not adequately equipped to address the specific needs of mothers with sight loss, which can result in a lack of confidence and increased anxiety during pregnancy and childbirth. Additionally, crucial information from healthcare professionals and schools is not provided in accessible formats, such as braille, large print or audio. This inaccessibility hinders mothers with sight loss from fully understanding and engaging with important health and educational information, impacting their ability to make informed decisions and advocate for their children's needs. Addressing these barriers is essential to ensure that mothers with sight loss receive the support and resources they need in their parenting journey.
And if people want to take part in future focus groups, where is the best place for them to learn more and get in touch?
So we are actively encouraging people to take part in our research. Your voice is really important to us. If you want to get involved, please call our helpline on 0303 123 9999 and ask to sign up to Voice the Customer research. You can also email us at customervoice@rnib.org.uk. I would like to take the opportunity to thank Paula for taking part today and for everyone who took part in our focus groups and survey on this topic. We really appreciate you taking the time to help us with our research.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Lily and Paula, for your time and for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio. Well, thank you so much, Lily and Paula, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.